Over the past decade, the Washington, D.C. restaurant and entertainment scene has thrived. But with Metrorail about to permanently shorten operating hours effective Sunday, some businesses say Washington's about to squander its reputation as a world-class city. I'm Martin DeCaro, transportation reporter at WAMU 88.5. And the people who rely on public transit to get to work will suffer most. It's just past 9 a.m., but the fries are already cooking at the Amsterdam falafel shop. Hours of prep precede the lunch crowd, so the kitchen staff can't afford to be late. Sometimes they are.
You know, a bus didn't show up on a Sunday morning. It didn't come with time it was supposed to.
Luane Coleman can share a lot of lousy commuting stories. He lives in Prince George's County, 12 miles away from his job in D.C.'s Adams Morgan neighborhood. Sometimes trains are delayed, or Metrorail isn't open when he needs it. The bus can take 90 minutes. Uber can cost $20.
I am moving towards going back to get my own car.
Such are the struggles of a small business at a time when Metro is receding from view.
I think it's an embarrassment.
Falafel shop owner Ariane Bennett says during SafeTrack, she paid for her employees to take an Uber so they could get home after the late shift. The rail system closed at midnight, 7 nights a week. The end of SafeTrack will not bring relief.
On Monday nights in particular, we can't get any employees to be able to stay late enough to complete the shift and do the close down.
She often stays open past 2 a.m. With the new schedule, trains will run only until 1 a.m. on weekends. In fact, compared to the pre-SafeTrack schedule, Metrorail will be open 8 fewer hours a week. Metro says this will allow crews to conduct desperately needed maintenance. Bennett says she gets that, but...
It's just a nightmare for us. It's just a nightmare for our employees. I'm concerned that it's going to shrink the labor pool of qualified restaurant employees even further in the district.
And she knows she's not alone there. Restaurants, bars, hotels, hospitals, entertainment venues all depend on Metro.
We have lagged behind one of the most critical infrastructure issues that we have besides affordable housing. And I think that we should be ashamed of ourselves for not making this a priority.
You'll hear the same disgust at a theater downtown.
You see, John Wilkes Booth was very well known here at Ford's Theater. He'd performed here.
A tour guide stands on stage, regaling a group of visitors with a story of Lincoln and Booth. But upstairs in the management offices, they're talking about something else.
You cannot have a burgeoning, thriving metropolis and culture scene and a third-rate transportation system.
Paul Tétrault is the director of Ford's Theater. He says Metro's shorter hours, especially the 11:30 weeknight closing time and 8 a.m. Sunday opening, will affect rehearsals, the length of performances, and tour schedules.
We always have problems with getting actors home, getting, staff home, getting stagehands, getting wardrobe people home. And the problem is most of those people rely on Metro. And if Metro is shortening their hours, then you're talking about those people having to find alternatives, i.e. driving in.
Exactly what gridlocked Washington doesn't need. Neil Albert runs the downtown D.C. Business Improvement District. He says SafeTrack had a profound impact on businesses. Their patrons could often afford an Uber or Lyft when the night was over, but not their workers.
Folks who really need, a reliable train service to get to a suburban destination.
Albert says without it, Washington, D.C. will lose ground to other cities.
Big cities like Washington, D.C., it's not just about bars and restaurants. It's a whole lifestyle. And, for D.C. and downtown D.C. to continue to be economic viable, Metro is at the heart of it.
Metro will run supplemental late-night bus service that will replace about a third of lost train trips. But the Transit Authority won't revisit the shorter rail schedule until summer 2019. For WAMU, I'm Martin DeCaro.